Morning. Well, it's my privilege to be able to share with you thoughts this morning as we prepare our hearts for the communion. And I'm going to be focusing on the grace of the cross. Could you please turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. This week on Wednesday, it will mark my spiritual birthday. I would have been a Christian for 20 years. Now, I remember as a young disciple in my 20s, I'd be reading the Bible, I'd be reading the Old Testament, I'd be looking at the sins of the Israelites. How they'd take foreign wives, which was contrary to God's law. How they'd fall into idolatry. And I remember I couldn't relate. I'd be scratching my head and I'd be thinking, how could they be so hard-hearted? How could they so quickly turn away from God? 20 years later, I can relate a bit more. I'm not so quick to cast the stone of judgment, as I am not without sin. I may be a repentant sinner, but nonetheless, I'm still a sinner. In fact, over the last 20 years, grace has become the cornerstone of my faith. Grace gives me hope. Grace gives me an expectation of salvation and mercy at my hour of judgment. Grace sets me free. In fact, to be perfectly honest with you, without grace, I think I would have chucked the towel in ages ago. I'd have given up on this faith. Because we can't attain, I can't attain God's high standard. And I often fall short. It's a daily struggle. You know, some people have a perception of God as a God of punishment, a God of fire and brimstone. But I believe God is a God of love. And this is the scripture we're going to look at in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, which evidences that. What scripture says is, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. I looked up three key words in this passage in the Collins English Dictionary, as you do, and I looked at these three words, grace, redemption, atonement. Grace is the free and unmerited favour of God to humankind. We can't earn grace. We can't buy grace. It's a gift. Redemption. Deliverance from sin through the incarnation and death of Christ. And that's what we're celebrating this morning as we take communion together. The wages of sin, scripture tells us, is death. But God has delivered us from this destiny through the death of Christ, who is in his first coming, Christ was the suffering servant. He was the Lamb of God. Now this analogy of Christ being the Lamb of God is very important because lambs were the choice sacrifice for the sins of the people under Judaism, which is the faith that Jesus was raised. The passage also talks about atonement. And the definition of atonement is to make amends for wrongdoing. Some Bible translations use the term remission. What does remission mean? Remission is a reduction in the length of a prison term. Remission is forgiveness for sin. Remission is the easing of the intensity of symptoms of a disease. You know, we were all destined to die, an eternal cutting off from God. But Christ's death means for us that our punishment is void. We're in remission. We've had our sentence reduced from death to life. That's some reduction, isn't it? So God is a loving God. He's kind. And the death of Jesus Christ, his son, in our place, bears testimony to that fact. That's the grace of the cross. And that's the cornerstone of my faith. Let's remember this amazing grace. Let's pray together. Dear Lord and Father, thank you for your amazing grace. Father, we're about to take the bread, which we know denotes a broken body. And we're about to take the wine, which we know denotes it represents the blood of your Son, Jesus. Dear Lord, we thank you for this grace. We thank you that we have such a firm foundation for our faith. In Jesus' name, Amen.